You know what I love seeing every time I'm at the grocery store or buying anything really? When I'm at the checkout and I put my debit card in, I love to see the word approved. It makes me smile. Not only am I excited and thankful that there's enough money in my account to purchase whatever I just purchased, I smile and many times tell the cashier how happy it makes me that I'm approved. We like to be approved and liked, don't we? But is it healthy if we are constantly seeking the approval of others? What it may look like on the outside is people pleasing. You will do anything you can or think you need to do so you can be sure everyone else is happy and taken care of, but you end up not taking care of you. It could also look like a deep desire to be affirmed and told that you are okay. Maybe it's every time you post a picture on social media, you keep going back to see how many likes you've gotten so you can feel deep down that people like you. They really like you. Listen, that can be exhausting and it's not healthy. If we are living our lives to please others, we end up losing ourselves in the process. We put people on the throne. They become more important than God, and we lose sight of the purpose God has for us. Now hear me say, it's a beautiful thing to serve people. We are called to serve and love others, but we must check our motives and be sure the heart behind what we do for others is not trying to fix something deeper in us. People-pleasing can set you on a codependent downward spiral that is so unhealthy because ultimately we end up seeking from humans what only God can fill. The Apostle Paul was accused of people-pleasing with his message of grace and freedom from the law. They thought he was trying to seek the approval of Gentiles with his message of Jesus and the good news of salvation. Paul responds this way. Galatians 1:10, am I now trying to win the approval of human beings or of God? Or am I trying to please people? If I were still trying to please people, I would not be a servant of Christ. Paul quickly sets them straight with the only approval that matters, obedience to the will of the Father and staying true to the gospel. He makes it clear by saying, if I were trying to please you, if I were trying to water down this gospel or add anything to it, I wouldn't be a true servant of Christ. We can apply those same words to our need for approval and people-pleasing. If I care more about you liking me than I do living and speaking the truth of the gospel, I'm not a true servant of Christ. The gospel isn't a people-pleasing gospel. It's a people-serving gospel. And serving people well is loving them enough to share the true gospel of Jesus. That's the truth. Don't be a people-pleaser. Be a truth-seeker. Like Paul, you'll find that's the only thing that matters. I'm Lori Klein.